Let's go.
Madtown's 93.1 Jams. Yeah. Nights with DJ Fusion, strengthening the lives of Madison's most vulnerable youth and families for over 50 years. Briar Patch Youth Services offers a broad array of programs to runaway, homeless, and at-risk youth across Madison and Dane County. 93.1 Jams, unity in the community. I've teamed up with the amazing team at Briar Patch to create a community awareness and resource platform. Stay attached with Briar Patch. If you're a teen or a youth in Madison or Dane County with questions, Briar Patch Youth Services is available toll-free 24 hours a day at 1-800-798-1126. More information is available on all programs at www.briarpatch.org. Madtown, let's stay attached with Briar Patch. Our children are our future.
DJ Fusion here with Jackie. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Shay, thanks for having us again.
This is a pleasure to always sit down with you guys. And what a pleasure the 50th anniversary of Briar Patch was.
It was a really great night. We worked for a long time trying to celebrate this year and putting a lot of commitment together with a lot of the employees and some of our board members, just trying to make it a really eventful night for everybody to come out and enjoy. And we had a good turnout and it really went well. It was very enjoyable and memorable for everyone who came.
Absolutely. The community came together in support of Briar Patch. Is there any sponsors that you want to thank from the event?
Absolutely. We had some very generous sponsors. I mean, it was just great all the way around. And thanks to the folks who were part of getting these sponsors connected with us. We had Exact Sciences and UW Health. MG&E was a sponsor, as well as Alliant Energy, the All of Us Research Program with UW Health, Park Bank, TASC, the Findorf Architectural Construction Company, Johnson Block CPAs, UW School of Social Work, the Alexander Group, Patrick Properties, Badger Popcorn, Bear Insurance Services, our very own DJ Fusion, Intuitive Biosciences, and UW Law School. A number of them.
All really amazing businesses that stepped up to help keep our community and Briar Patch going, and they all make a difference in our community.
They do. They do. Without them, it was just a huge support for us this year, and all in celebration of our 50th, you know, we need that support to keep the doors open and keep doing what we do.
Absolutely. And speaking of doing what we do, it's November. It's National Runaway Prevention Month.
It is. It's a month for us to recognize all the homeless youth in our community. National Runaway Prevention Month is a national awareness campaign and with a National Runaway Safe Line.
But it still hits close to home because at any given time here in Dane County, how many youth are estimated to be on our streets homeless?
We estimate about 300 youth in Dane County every single night who are homeless or without a safe place to sleep. So we really try to bring that to the awareness of the community. And if you come down Rimrock Road on November 1st, we put up 300 green flags. So National Safe Line has designated green as the color. So we do green all the way around. It's kind of similar to, you know, pink in October for right. Breast cancer awareness. So we have 300 green flags that will line Rimrock Road just to represent those 300 youth who are homeless every night. So it's really an eye opener. It's very, you know, it's kind of alarming, I think, for the people who drive down. And we have signs that kind of represent what those flags mean they can see that. And in addition, in the evening, we'll have green spotlights on the building.
Nice.
So that's kind of brings a little bit more awareness to the flags themselves and what we're trying to communicate to the community.
And I think it's absolutely a critical time of the year to spread this information.
It is.
You know, we're seeing a change in the seasons. It's getting colder outside, especially with times of COVID, where we're still trying to distance, but we're also trying to get back to life. This is really not the time for couch surfing and trying to be sleeping out in the park.
Exactly. Not at all. Trying to just find a safe, warm place to sleep. And, you know, they can always come here. We have a 24-hour helpline, 608-251-1126. If they're in a situation where they don't know where they can go, we work with the youth around the clock. And our very first step is to try to have a safe place for them. And we always work to, you know, to gain trust with the youth youth, our staff are just amazing at that. And we want to gain their trust so they feel welcome here and they feel comfortable. And then at the same time, we're right as soon as they walk in the door trying to figure out where the safest place is for them to be and how we can reconnect them with their family or whoever that safe family or environment is.
And you have a bed youth shelter here. And the thing I think that is really, really amazing about this is it doesn't feel like a youth shelter. It's not like a bunch of bunks in the back of a church or in a gymnasium and, you know, you're sleeping just kind of in a big group of people. Like, you got private rooms. It feels more like a hotel stay or a college dorm. Like, Briar Patch has gone the extra mile to offer amenities that you're missing at home.
Absolutely. It's very comfortable. I mean, we have some game systems there. We have lots of movies and books. We have a full kitchen. It's kind of like a, you know, dormitory kind of shared community space. And we work with the kids and have them help cook and clean up the mess. And then we also include them in a lot of different activities that we have going on, too. If we have youth groups going on for other programs, our shelter youth are always welcome to be able to join in on those things. And another nice thing that's going to happen in November, too, is we have a partner at Delta Beer Lab, if I could put a little plug in for them, because they're just an awesome, awesome resource that we have close by. The first year that we did our National Runaway Prevention Month campaign, Delta, they gave Briar Patch the month of their tips. So they don't accept tips. They pick a nonprofit every month, and that nonprofit gets that support. And them, in turn, they hold Thanksgiving dinner over at the lab.
Nice.
They call it the lab, and they bring all of anything that's left comes over to our kids. So our kids get a full everything,
dinner.
Turkey stuffing, and they've done that for us every year since the first year we started doing this. So that's pretty cool.
There's a lot of really amazing programs at Briar Patch, and I think that when it comes to a runaway homeless youth, I don't think our statistics show us, LGBTQ youth are at a higher risk of being runaway homeless or in dangerous situations. This is kind of a really great opportunity because you have these other support groups like Teens Like Us, which is a LGBTQ youth support group. So you can come to Briar Patch and get a place to stay. You can get a safe place to eat, get cleaned up, but you can also find peers in like situations that you're in.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's known that a good majority of the homeless youth are from the LGBTQ community. So probably upwards to 40 to 50% of the homeless youth, even though only about 7% of youth in general consider themselves or fall into that LGBTQ community. And, you know, 7% of youth who are in that community, but yet 40 to 50% of the homeless youth are LGBTQ.
Of that community.
And it's really important that we have that support system for them because that just makes them much more vulnerable to all of this stuff.
Absolutely. And I think it's a lack of support system that led them to ultimately make the choice to leave.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They might not be accepted at home or they're probably misunderstood. Parents don't know how to handle it, or maybe they're in, you know, a certain faith-based family that it's absolutely not, you know, acceptable. They don't know who to turn to. So they can come here at any time. And we have lots of staff who are just so understanding and so supportive of anything that they need to work through, and we'll help them talk through some of that and definitely support them and get them the right resources.
I would say times have definitely changed, and you know it's now, you know, currently 2021, like LGBTQ is accepted. It's okay. 20 years ago, 25 years ago, it wasn't as friendly. It wasn't a safe thing. It wasn't something that could even really be talked about for a lot of people. So there's a big age gap, a big gap even just in the mentality and the thinking of from the adults that are out there with children right now to the children out there right now, just in how society perceives and handles things. And I think that can be, that gap, that difference can be closed at Briar Patch.
I think so too. Yeah, you're definitely right. There's been a huge shift in the acceptance of it, and rightly so, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's such a harmful thing to, I mean, I remember peers and some of my family members who were in that, were considered in the queer community mm-hmm. in high school, and yet they would never ever expose that in themselves and of themselves, and you know, many years after high school, perhaps they would come out and then they could be themselves, you know, where now I think
now
there
is
that shift.
It's acceptable to be a youth and come out.
Yes.
And know and be okay with that.
Yes. We want to encourage them to be their own person, not what someone thinks they should be. Right.
And I think that forward progressive situation, you know, is what it's what we need to get to.
Yes. It's very important for their safety, and especially in the youth homelessness world and environment. It just puts them in a vulnerable position, and we try to lift them up and really support them.
So, you know, other problems that youth that are homeless and runaway might be facing, you know, they're not going to be getting to school, so they may be facing dropping out of school, suffering grades, grade drops, things like that. What other kind of unstable living arrangements lead to impacting their daily life?
Well, the education is a big piece, especially with the homeless youth, because they're all over the place, and they might be transferring from one school to another. They're not comfortable in their social setting. They may not have close friends. They just don't have a good support system. And if they are homeless, you know, they're going to be thinking about how they're hungry and how they might not have gotten a good night's sleep, and how are they going to have school supplies and all of that kind of thing. So that really gets in the way of them getting their education. It's a big problem. But there are lots of other youth besides the LGBTQ, of course.
The black community is ultimately very highly impacted.
Very much so.
Too.
Very much so. That's a big problem. We see a lot of kids here who are in the foster care system as well. That's really a big problem too. A lot of people don't necessarily think about that, but you know, kids who are in the foster system, if they've jumped from home to home, you know,
they're probably very likely to run away.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're just going from one challenge to the next, and it's so challenging for them just to feel, you know, not only wanted, you know, of course they want to be loved, and
everybody wants to be loved, but they're not open to trusting anyone.
Exactly.
Let down so many times that the trust is just decimated, and they can only look out for themselves.
Right, absolutely. And so, yeah, so the kids in the foster care system, definitely. And a lot of the families where there's abuse, you know, there's a lot of that. Kids who, you know, they might not be the person being abused, but they might be in a family environment where there is...
Somebody is.
Yes, domestic abuse in the family. And of course, we don't like to think about it, but it happens, sexual abuse to kids. And absolutely, you know, I think it comes down to a lot of times trying to decide, is it safer for me to stay here in this situation,
or is it safer to run?
Right. And despite of all the challenges that might be ahead of them, if they do leave home or run, sometimes that's a safer option.
But that's the really scary side of running away too. You know, I mean, it's the statistics show that within 48 hours of leaving home, 1 in 3 youth are going to be approached for sexual exploitation.
Yes. That's a very scary statistic. And I think in different presentations to different communities in Dane County, I think that that's met with disbelief. I think that there are a lot of people that don't think that that happens here, but it absolutely happens here.
I mean, you know, it could be any, I mean, it's not even runaway youth that you have to worry about it. I mean, you hear people like, someone tried to take my kid from the grocery store or the gas station.
Absolutely.
You know, you never know where it's coming from. And, you know, when you're a youth, when you're at risk and you're worried about everything going on in your life and you're still developing, you don't know how the world works. And then you've got these people that are out there preying on you, trying to take advantage of you. Like a lot of these people that are out there trying to exploit the children, it's not like it's their first go around with it. Like they've tried, failed, attempted, done it again, rinse, wash, repeat.
They know the business. They know exactly who to go to. And I mean, we've had kids here in some of our programs as young as 12, when they're sharing where they've been staying and who they're hanging around with, that's a huge red flag to us. Like, we know right away, but that 12-year-old probably doesn't recognize that. So they just are feeling like they're in, that might be their new family. And they're, you know, those traffickers know how to approach the kids and adults too. They have ways to keep them hooked on.
It's a manipulation.
It is much so, very much so.
They start out really nice and you know, they're offering you food and things that you may be looking for. And then next thing you know, like, you're under their control. You're not going anywhere and the situation's not changing.
And then it gets even more dangerous.
Absolutely. And trying to break away once in that situation can be even more devastating.
Yes, absolutely. It's very hard.
So for a youth that may be thinking about their situation, maybe they're in need right now, the 24-hour helpline, 608-251-1126. It's National Runaway Prevention Month. Again, Jackie, Briar Patch will be putting out 300 green flags out here on Rimrock Road.
Yes, we will. They were placed on November 1st. And we hope that, you know, if you hear this and you want to come by and check it out, we hope you do. We'll have signs out there that have some of these statistics on it. So it puts a little context to what the visual is, and it's pretty alarming.
National Runaway Prevention Month is really key to get the awareness out there. We have anywhere estimated 300 youth on our streets at any time. If you're out driving around right now listening to this, I encourage you to stop off of Beltline and Rimrock Road. Take a look at the 300 green flags. It puts a physical representation to the number. I mean, it's, you know, 300, when you think about the city of Madison, 200,000 people, 250,000 people in our area, 300 doesn't maybe seem like a lot, but then when you turn onto Rimrock Road and you're looking at 300 green flags, like, your heart kind of hits the floor.
It's a lot, and we need to also keep in mind that these are young people, you know, as young as 10 to the age of 17. So
these are our most vulnerable youth, and we need to be there for them.
Yep.
Jackie, I thank you so much for your time, and I'm looking forward to another 50 years of Briar Patch in the Madison community. Thank you so much.
As are we. Thanks, DJ. We appreciate all your help.
Stay attached with Briar Patch at madtownjams.com, where you can learn more about all of the amazing programs at Briar Patch Youth Services.